It's a wonderful day to be in the house of the Lord. Well, we begin with Psalm 127, verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. The Wycliffe Bible, no, but the Lord build the house. They that build it have travailed in vain. The futility of human endeavor apart from God. Except the Lord build the house. They labor in vain that build it. There are different house types set forth in Scripture. And during our time together this morning, we are going to touch on four different house types. And the goal today is to discover what every house should be. Me house. Never heard of it? It's who we are. Our very frame, the body, soul, spirit. The makeup of a man, of a woman. The physical form and all it holds. Outside of Jesus Christ, scoundrels live within. But it is not so for the Christian. So let's get right to it. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The Amplified Bible reads, I have been crucified with Christ. In him I have shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ, the Messiah, lives in me. The house that I am, the house that you are. Colossians 1:27, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. John 14:23, J.B. Phillips, New Testament, and to this Jesus replied, when a man loves me, he follows my teaching. Then my Father will love him, and we will come to that man and make our home within him. The Father and the Son living within us. Never thought of yourself as a house? Well, there's another resident. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The Amplified, do you not know that your body is the temple, that is the very sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who lives within you, whom you have received as a gift from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price, purchased with a preciousness and paid for, made his own. So then honor God and bring glory to him in your body. The Living Bible, haven't you yet learned that your body is the home of the Holy Spirit God gave you and that he lives within you? Your own body does not belong to you, for God has bought you with a great price. So use every part of your body to give glory back to God because he owns it. The frame and all that it holds, an abode, a dwelling, a house, a temple, a sanctuary, a home for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Because we've been crucified with Christ. And the life we now live in the flesh, we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. For those of us here today, you know, we love Jesus, and so we're keeping his word and we're endeavoring to follow his teachings. And we're not talking about simple renovations, home improvements. We're talking about new build, new construction, new creation, founded on rock. Houses erected and built and raised for glory and to bring glory and honor. The titles are no longer in our name. That's the Christian life. A house built by the Lord for the Lord. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you're disqualified? The Living Bible, check up on yourselves. Are you really Christians? Do you pass the test? Do you feel Christ's presence and power more and more within you? Or are you just pretending to be Christians when actually you aren't at all? Philip's New Testament, you should be looking at yourselves to make sure that you are really Christ's. It is yourselves that you should be testing, not me. You ought to know by this time that Christ is in you, unless you are not real Christians at all. You see, when Christ is within, and this goes for the Father and the Holy Ghost as well, things feel different. Things are different. And we live with a holy conviction of our newfound state. We should. We must. Our new reality, the ownership, the inhabitants, the occupants, and it righteously affects life and living. Like God, let it come alive like never before. The ever-present consciousness that you, Father, are in us. That your Son is in us, and that the Holy Ghost is in us. You know, the Trinity doesn't take vacations. The Trinity doesn't leave the premises. The Trinity in us, at home, in the streets, at school, at work, the places of recreation and entertainment, there in the watching, there in the searching, there in the streaming, there in the listening, there in the doing, there in the speaking. Are you with me this morning? Heaven forbid the house I am turn on the owners. Dishonor the owners. Disgrace the owners. Grieve the owners. I want to say, too heavy. It's too strong. Well, the Bible says, examine yourselves. It's a word to every believer, everyone that would call themselves a Christian. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. I share these words. Where does God dwell? After Jesus was taken up to heaven, the Apostle John received a magnificent vision of glory. He said, I saw no temple therein, For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the Lamb is the light thereof, Revelation 21, 22 to 23. In other words, the only temple in heaven is Jesus himself. Now that God's temple is in glory, sitting at his right hand, where does the Lord dwell on earth? As God himself asks, what house will you build me? Where is the place of my rest? We know that no building can contain God. He isn't in St. Peter's Cathedral in the Vatican, nor is he in St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. And he isn't in any of the great European cathedrals. No, as Paul stated on Mars Hill in Athens, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, Acts 17, 24. Simply put, if we look for God, if we look for God's dwelling place in some building, we're not going to find it. The Lord has found his habitation. He lives and rests in the bodies of his created humankind. Paul states that the temple of God is now in human bodies. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? 1 Corinthians 3:16. Once we place our belief in Jesus, we become a temple, God's very dwelling place. This was demonstrated most visibly at the upper room. The Holy Spirit fell on the disciples there, filling them with himself. And he claimed their sanctified bodies as God's temple, where the Father would come and live. The Spirit would help them to mortify and destroy the works of their sinful flesh. And he would give them power to live victoriously. Their bodies became God's temple, a dwelling place not built with hands. Jesus says, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. John 14, 23. An abode is a residence, a place to stay. Paul says, therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:20. In other words, you belong to God. And he wants you to be his resting place. Now open up your heart to the truth and give him glory by receiving it. Me house. The Lord's house. There is the Lord's house. And just so we're clear today, this is not a done away with concept. We're talking about the local church, the place where Christians, the saints of God, the sons and daughters of God Almighty gather together, a congregation of the Lord, and the mandate to gather is still in effect. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning at verse 19, therefore, brethren, having boldness that is confidence to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. The day approacheth. And many are out of line and out of order. One would say, Where two or three are gathered in his name, he is there in the midst of them. Listen, I 100% agree. He is there. But nowhere does it say that that is his house. Nowhere. This is not a substitute for the church. This is not a replacement. This is folly and this is deception. The Lord has his house, his houses in the earth. They are to be glorious. They are to be a statement to the world. First and foremost, houses of prayer. That's what Jesus said. I want my house to be known as a house of prayer, first and foremost. And houses of praise and worship. Houses of true gospel preaching, discipleship, honor, hope, healing, belonging, structure, order. Houses of love and kindness, compassion and mercy. Houses of joy and rejoicing. Houses of unity. Houses of generosity. Houses of poise, piety, purpose, passion, pursuit, provision, faith, fervor, fire. Young and old, old and young, generational. And we know how the honoring of his house blesses our house. You know, time fails me to tell of all the wonder of his house. Psalm 26:8, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Listen to what the psalmist said. Psalm 122, I was glad. Husband, wife, young person, son, daughter. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Amen. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Church, let's believe Haggai 2:9. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. The New Testament church was birthed at Pentecost. And since then, the Lord has been adding to his church daily those who are being saved. And this day is no exception. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is your answer. Let Jesus be your answer. The local church is vitally important for our world today. And so very dear to the heart of God. The book of Revelation, 7 churches mentioned. Functioning churches, local churches, houses of the Lord. The loveless church, the persecuted church, the compromising church, the corrupt church, the dead church, the faithful church, the lukewarm church. And the Lord had a message for each of the 7 churches. New Testament churches. The Lord had a message. And these types exist in our world today, and so we afford the time. The loveless church. You can read about it, Revelation 2, 1 to 7. And the record, there was good. Nevertheless, this. They had left their first love. And so, the message came, remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. The persecuted church, Revelation 2, 8 to 11, and the record, works, tribulation and poverty, but they were rich. And the message came, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested. And you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. The compromising church, Revelation 2, 12 to 17, and the record. Doctrine was off. Rogue doctrine. Bad doctrine. Doctrine the Lord said he hated. Hates. Read about it. The sacrificing to idols. Sexual immorality. And so, listen to these words. He said, repent or else I will come to you quickly and I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Wow. The corrupt church, Revelation 2, 18 to 29, in the record, in a few things, the allowance of that woman Jezebel who calls herself a prophetess, we're talking about the Jezebel spirit, teaching and seducing, seduction, servants committing sexual immorality and eating things sacrificed to idols, given a time to repent, but no repentance. These types, and we're not finished yet, can no doubt speak to entire churches today, even factions. And yet they can speak to seven types of quote-unquote Christians. And it's possible, tragically, that all seven types don the doors of the same local church. The dead church, Revelation 3, 1 to 6, and the record, a name that they were alive. But the Lord said they were dead, told to be watchful and to strengthen things which remained that were ready to die, their works not found perfect before God. The line came, remember how you have received and heard, church of the dead. Hold fast and repent. The faithful church. Wow, we made it. Revelation 3, 7 to 13, in the record, God said, good works. An open door set before them which no one could shut. A little strength, having kept his word and having not denied his name, loved by the Lord, a people who kept the Lord's command to persevere. So beautiful. And now, the lukewarm church. Revelation 3, 14 to 22, in the record, works, neither cold nor hot, lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot. And this is the message that came. This is the message the Lord sent to this local church, this New Testament local church. The Lord said, I will vomit you out of my mouth because you say, I am rich have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. For not all have an ear to hear the utterance of the Spirit. They have the itch. For the time has come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. We must go back to the blueprint. We must go back to the blueprint for his house, the loving church, church of the first love, the persecuted church. The Bible says all who desire to live godly, to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, will be persecuted. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. How about the uncompromising church? Love it. The incorrupt church? Love it. The living church? Church of the living God. The Pentecost church? Watchful, strong, works perfect before God. The faithful church. What more needs to be said? Call it the enthusiastic church. We're talking about a congregation, a believer, a son, a daughter, a father, a mother, a Christian, full-hearted, wholehearted, passionate, fervent, zealous, eager, animated, aflame, afire. One that wants to be like Jesus and is like Jesus. And their testimony is this: zeal for your house has eaten me up. That's a Jesus follower. If I'm following Jesus, you know, he was one that was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. You know, he was full of zeal and passion. Zeal for your house has consumed me. It's eaten me up. It's what every house should be. I know we got to press on for time. Earth house. We live in houses, places of residence and habitation, homes. We build homes. We build households. We build families. And no matter the size, the square footage, the blueprint, the footprint, the type of house we live in, the mandate concerning the Christian is the same. Matthew 7, beginning at verse 24, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. We're talking about a house built on the rock. A house built on the sayings of Christ. You say, I built it. Well, that wouldn't be my testimony, because it's only because of the rock that we can have a house like this. You built it. Wouldn't be my testimony. For if I take his blueprints, if I take his word, his design, and begin laboring, building, it might be rightfully said that the Lord built the house. Think of it in this way: a house builder, a company, they have their designs, they have their blueprints, procedures, methods, material types, and so on. And depending on the scale of the company, the labor may be contracted out. We take what he so graciously gives and we build on him, the rock Christ Jesus. And we know that the Lord labors with us, his supernatural touch on it all and in it all. Quickly, we'll go through these scriptures, Joshua 24:15. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You know, we need to build with holiness, righteousness, purity. Proverbs 3:33 says, the curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. Homes, every room devoted to Christ. Proverbs 24:3-4, through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. We need to strive for unity, pray for unity, hold to unity in our homes, in our families. For Matthew 12:25 says, Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. Earth house. You know, don't we want houses filled with the joy of the Lord? Filled with the laughter of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, the goodness, the kindness, the delight, the conversation, the oil and the wine, the bread and the meat, the milk and the honey, vats bursting, barns full. Deuteronomy 6:5-7, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. And shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Receive the promises of the Lord today, church. Isaiah 65:21-22, they shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Can have the worship team return today. 2 Samuel 7:29. Now therefore, let it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue before you forever. For you, O Lord God, have spoken it. And with your blessing, let the house of your servant be blessed forever. Well, let's close out today with Heaven House. It's all it should be. It's going to blow our minds. You should be more excited. The sights, the sounds, the fragrance, the worship, the praise, the glory, the wonder, the majesty, the colors, the company, the reality, the everlasting days. 2 Corinthians 5:1-5, for we know that if our earth house, oh, there it is. It is scriptural. If our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, me house, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our... Do you not groan, church? The Spirit and the Bride say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. John 14:1-4. You got a troubled heart today? The word of the Lord to you, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. It's beyond comprehension, church. It's beyond imagination. I want to ask today, Heaven House, are you coming with us? Are you coming with us? Is your house me house what it should be? And your connection with the Lord's house and the construction of earth house. Hebrews 3:1-6, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ is a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm till the end. Well, the time has come. Sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, servants of the Lord, Jesus people, Jesus followers, ready to take to the waters of baptism. The me house and the waters of baptism in the Lord's house. What shall we do to be saved? The Bible says, repent, be baptized, every one of you. Be baptized, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Baptism services, a fitting time for fitting decision, that we might fulfill all righteousness just like our Jesus. It's time. No turning back.